Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. The country's private sector businesses added 172,000 jobs in July, the most in 5 months, the U.S. Labor Department reported recently, which is well above the forecast of 100,000 that most economists had predicted. Manufacturing was one of the bright spots, adding 25,000 jobs. Hiring also rose in professional and business services and food services. On Wall Street, stocks move higher on the news. Crowds cheered as Kyrian Maxwell, donning a cane and heavy prosthetic leg, carried the Olympic flame through northeast England in June. During the torch relay, the young teen, who became an amputee after a battle with a rare form of cancer, was tripped up by the awkward artificial leg. His parents had been fundraising to buy him a lighter replacement limb, and this week, Britain's biggest lottery winners stepped in to supply the money. His mother, Nicola, said he started yelling and dancing when he found out about the donation. Feeling good usually makes us smile, but does it work the other way around? Can smiling actually make us feel better? In a study to be published in the Journal of the Association for Psychological Science, scientists Tara Kraft and Sarah Pressman of the University of Kansas investigated the potential benefits of smiling by looking at how different types of smiling and the awareness of smiling affects individuals' ability to recover from episodes of stress. Age-old adages such as grin and bear it have suggested smiling to be not only an important nonverbal indicator of happiness, but also wishfully promotes smiling as a panacea for life's stressful events, says Kraft. We wanted to examine whether these adages had scientific merit, whether smiling could have real health-relevant benefits. And our top story for today, 4 years ago, Dana Volmer, devastated and dispirited by injuries, considered walking away from the sport she loved. But instead, with the help of her Berkeley coach, made a dramatic turnaround that led to a gold medal victory in London and breaking the world record in the 100-meter butterfly. She became the first woman to break the 50-second barrier, winning her signature event at the Olympic Sunday in 55.98 seconds. Volmer, 24, from Granbury, Texas, has been a huge inspiration throughout her career. She overcame two heart defects as a teenager to qualify for the 2004 Olympic team and win her first gold medal in a relay. Her mother carted around a defibrillator to every practice and meet, ready to jumpstart her heart should it stop beating. According to Everyday Health, Dana is an example of an athlete who took the risk to keep swimming and has thrived, despite the one-time diagnosis of long QT syndrome. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.